This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge.
Come on, Stella. Come on, Stella. Come on, Stella. Get in the house, it's time for your dinner.
That's the song Stella from the band Mountain Man. And if they weren't here to talk about it, I'd be happy to listen to that song for the rest of the day. Amelia Meath, Molly Sarley, and Alexandra Sauzermonic have been busy in other bands and with solo recordings ever since their debut, Made the Harbor, was released 8 years ago. Patient fans of the trio's sparse Appalachian-inspired folk music are now being rewarded with a new record called Magic Ship. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
8 years is a long wait, and you've got some very rabid fans. What took you so long?
We had to take a break.
Yeah.
We needed to figure out, we'd started Mountain Man in the midst of college, mm-hmm. and we needed to figure out how to be adult people.
Can you talk a little bit about how you got started in college? Because Molly, it was one of your songs, right? And Amelia, you heard it?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I taught it to Alexandra.
Yeah.
And then we went and sang Molly's song back at her.
Mm-hmm.
And we figured out that we needed to do it a lot more. And then we did.
Was it difficult to pick up where you left off?
It hasn't been difficult to pick back up. It's just been interesting because we've all changed so much as individuals, but there are ways of being together that are just patterns that are still there. So it's been interesting to like take the experiences that we've all gathered over the last several years of living life, not as a band, and then like reinterpret our dynamic.
These songs are so quiet and feel so intimate, and I sometimes feel like I'm eavesdropping or listening to lullabies for grown-ups. I mean, it really made me feel like that, and so soothing at a time when the world is really noisy and really chaotic. Did you know mm-hmm. that you might be making a musical refuge for your listeners and fans?
It has crossed our minds.
I think that's sort of what we're always hoping to be doing.
Just making a space for quiet is rare, particularly for adults. And adults need a lot of quiet.
More than ever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Although you'd never know it.
Yeah. You'd never know it because they keep on telling you they're fine.
Everything's fine, and here's how you can be fine, too.
Beans boil in the pot. I'm dancing from room to room. The sun is setting and the air is high. Bang, dang, wing, too.
Rang-Tang Ringtune is a whimsical title for a song where my favorite line has to do with a dancing dog who might dance with you if he wasn't busy dancing with someone else. For me, it's a good example of the playful approach that you have to lyrics. Is it fun to play with language like that? And I don't even know if Rang-Tang might just be made up.
It is made up. I wrote that song, and at first, those words were sort of like a placeholder until I figured out other words. But then the more I sang those words, the more it felt like a motto or something. It is a really fun song to sing. And we leave a lot of room for it to continue to surprise us. Like the end of the song feels fairly improvisational. Like there's a structure generally in place, but it shifts around each time we perform it, which keeps it really fun to sing.
Well, on Whale Song, it sounds like the window's open. I can hear the crickets and the frogs. And I heard a dog barking in Rang-Tang Ringtune. Were those environmental elements happy surprises, or was it something that you really wanted to make sure that it had that feeling, that the people were sharing this experience with you?
It was part of a conversation. We would leave the door open intentionally on nights where the peepers sounded especially good at the pond near the house. Like, because what we do is so simple, it feels special to like capture everything about the experience, because I think it sort of amplifies that fact. Like, how many bands are so quiet that you can hear birds and dogs and frogs?
All I want in this world is a chill pair of underwear. All I want in this world is a chill pair of underwear.
In underwear, you sing about your mama's old t-shirt, your dad's old blue jeans, and of course, a chill pair of underwear. It's a really fun-sounding song, but it got me thinking about my parents and how much I miss them. How do you write something that's both lighthearted and touching at the same time?
Thank you for saying that. I wrote that song. This is Amelia. I was particularly proud of that song in general because it first started about my husband's eternal search for the ideal pair of underwear, which is something that I love to observe regularly.
Still going on.
Yeah, it's still going on. And then that transitioned into thinking about clothing and how it is a portrait of ourselves, and then the clothing that our parents leave behind, or the clothing that I wear that is my parents' and one day will have been my parents' clothing, and how also I can't help that I'm turning into my dad.
Yeah. But you like your dad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's great. Oh,
okay. That's
he's good. Family.
He's family. You don't get to choose him.
Is my mama's shirt. I'll make it work in a chill pair of underwear. And my dad's old blue jeans, faded Levi's. I only need a few things to feel all right.
Songwriting is a wonderful gift in that you can find a way of talking about complex issues in a matter of small words is mm-hmm. just such a wonderful, magical power to wield.
Will it be another decade before we hear your third record?
Who knows?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's hard to say. I'm manifesting no.
Yeah.
Not a whole decade.
No. I think we're going to have a lot more fun singing songs by other people soon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which I'm really excited about doing. And maybe more songs of ours.
Yeah.
They keep on appearing.
They do.
Amelia Meath, Molly Sarlay, and Alexandra Sazer-Monig are Mountain Man. The new record is Magic Ship. There's more music from Mountain Man online at wuncmusic.org and at 91.5 HD2. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having you.
The light it moves across this room like it could.